This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. What will Apple computers be without Steve Jobs? A lot of people are wondering that today after Jobs said he was taking an extended leave of absence because of poor health. Slate's Farhad Manju is here to explain. And first, there was that rumor that he wasn't at Macworld last week because his pancreatic cancer had resurfaced. And then he said, well, no, that wasn't true. What's going on? What do we know now about his health?
Well, we know very little. He said in his last message when he was not appearing at Macworld, he said that he was suffering from a hormone imbalance, and his doctors had recommended taking supplements, and that it would be a quick recovery, and that he wasn't going to leave Apple during that time during his recovery. This week, he said that his health is, quote, a little more complex. And he didn't give any more details than that, and no one has gotten any more details.
Remind us why Steve Jobs is so important.
He is seen as, rightly or wrongly, I mean, I think part of this view is inflated, but he is seen as kind of the creator of all of its great innovations and sort of the powerhouse of innovation behind the company, the person who's sort of always pushing it ahead to create the next great big thing.
But don't critics say, look, Steve Jobs is important to the company basically because he is its biggest booster. He's such a great salesman. And these Macworld presentations that he gave in the past were amazing. People were so excited by what he had to say that he created this worldwide desire for the latest Apple product, but that, in fact, the Apple products are being designed by other people.
From all accounts, he takes part in sort of the minutia of the products. But you're right. Also, he has this great role as the chief marketer for Apple. He's sort of, I would compare him to an infomercial salesman, not in a negative way. I mean, I think lots of us watch infomercials and love and buy products because they're so good at selling, and Steve Jobs is like that.
He's like the George Foreman of computers. What do we know about Tim Cook? He's the chief operating officer of Apple. He'll be taking over at least until June. What does that mean, and what does that mean for the company?
Tim Cook, I think, has a major role at the company and day-to-day manager of all of its operations. You know, by all accounts, he is one of the main lieutenants that Jobs relies on. I think that lots of people see Tim Cook as a successor to Apple. There are a few others at Apple that people see as a successor, I mean, to Steve Jobs. But it's really unclear what Apple will be like after Steve Jobs, you know, with Tim Cook or with whoever else, because I think nobody knows whether it will continue to be so innovative, and especially with regard to design and how products are marketed, but also just the products themselves. It's unclear whether Tim Cook or anyone else will be able to sort of predict that music will be the next big thing, or a phone with a touchscreen interface rather than a keyboard or something like that. I mean, I think that's the big question surrounding Apple after Steve Jobs.
Farhad Manju is at Slate.com. Thank you very much.
Thanks so much.